listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, and you are listening live to Question Reality, and we are coming to you from LA Talk Radio, located in beautiful downtown Los Angeles. We're on every Sunday from 5 to 5:50 p.m., and our show is about informative entertainment, and it's fun informative entertainment. And that means that it's our goal to provide you with resource information and tricks of the trades that you'll need in order to pursue a career in entertainment. And we hope to inspire, encourage, and motivate you. And we're going to do that by interviewing people who are working in the business and who are making it happen right now. Now, we encourage all of you, when you're listening to our guests, to call in and ask questions of our guest. And we want to do that between 5:15 and 5:30. And when you call, I'm sure that you will see the number, but it is 818-602-4498. 818-602-4498. And we take your calls directly. You don't have to go through a whole screening process to be on the air with us. We have a little computer here, and we will just click, and you are talking to our guests. And if you like the show, we would love for you to go to the forum page and post your comments. Our guests love to hear what you have to say about them. Hopefully it's positive, but I'm sure they'll accept the negative just as well. And if you want to send an email, you can send that to info@questionreality.us, not .com. And we have two very intriguing guests with us today. One of them is the hot, sexy Alyssa Carter. Oh, everybody knows Alyssa Carter. Oh, hot, sexy. Woo! Go to her website right now. We're going to have her on first. Her, I'm sorry, she does not have a website. You can go to facebook.com, F-A-C-E, book.com. And if you type Alyssa Carter, that's A-L-Y-S-S-A Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, I'm sure you will pull her up and you'll see the lovely, sexy thing that we're going to be talking to. And then we have the distinguished, sultry, experienced Lynn Mahler, M-A-H-L-E-R. Now, Lynn does have a website. She is on MySpace, myspace.com. And that would be /LYNMAHLER. And you want to pull her up too. Now, I know you only have one screen, so we're going to talk to Alyssa first, then we're going to talk to Lynn. But we, of course, want Lynn to join in anytime. We don't want to keep her in shackles over there, so feel free to join in, either one of you. And we're going to do our spotlights right now on our wonderful advertisers, the people that keep us afloat. And we're going to do a photographer today. When you come to Hollywood, one of the things that you need to pursue a career in entertainment, whether it's in comedy or if it's in film or theater or whatever it is in entertainment, I think you know by now you need headshots. And there are so many wonderful photographers out here, and we recommend that you don't pay anywhere, nothing over $500. I mean, that's really, really, really outrageous. But I'd say a fair price is anywhere between $250 and $500. If it's a celebrity photographer, I can see $500. But if it's someone that is maybe really, really, really good and has done some celebrities, $250 for four different shots is very fair. And one of them that is my personal photographer, and I've been going to her for years, and she is lovely and she does many celebrities. Her name is Carrie Cavalier, and her website is cavalierphotography.com. That's C-A-V-A-L-I-E-R. photography.com. She's wonderful. And if you give her a call, go to her website, call her and tell her Priscilla Leona told you to call, and she will give you a special Priscilla Leona Question Reality price, and it's going to be much reduced from her regular price. And she does a great job. She's done David Hasselhoff. Oh my God, you can see her list of celebrities. It's just too many to name, but she's done many, many celebrities. Her work was featured in National Geographic. She's incredible. Great, great woman. Very good. You got to have a chemistry with your photographer, and she's very easy to get along with. Also, you know, when you come out here, one of the routes you may want to go is to do background acting. A lot of people don't want to do it, but a lot of people do, and it is a very great venue to try if you're young, you're starting out, and you don't really know anything about the entertainment business. And one of the best background casting companies is Hollywood OS. That's HollywoodOS.com, run by the lovely Angela and David. If you go to their website and give them a call, if you go to the website, you're actually going to see a book, which I actually call my little acting Bible. It was very, very helpful to me when I first got started. It's got everything you could possibly want to know in the acting world, from the best photographers, the casting agents, casting directors, talent agents. Woo! You name it, Hollywood OS has it. And if you tell them that you were referred by Priscilla Leone at Question Reality, you will get a free week. And that means that you will get a website page on their website, and you can get up to 10 pictures. And you can see everything they're casting for. They cast for films, they cast for commercials, they cast for music videos, you name it, they cast for it, and they're very good. And again, that's HollywoodOS.com, and you can ask for David and tell him you saw. Oh, and you know what? You're going to get the book for free. It's a $30 value, and I cannot tell you how incredible this book is. It's called Extra Work for Brain Surgeons, and it's a cute title. It tells you all the companies that have pulled scams on actors. It tells you all of the current casting agents that have closed due to the last strike. It's got everything in there, how to avoid scams, how everything you need to know. You just go to the website and you'll see a bullet-pointed list. And again, call David. David's waiting for your call. Say, I want my free book. I heard your ad on Question Reality. So, and the last little spotlight is going to go to Alan Bryant. He is a listener in Dallas, Texas. Since we've gone on the air, we have gotten emails from all across the country. Just wonderful emails. We got people listening in Ohio, New York, New Jersey, Florida, North Dakota, South Dakota, Mississippi. I mean, I am amazed at the audience that internet radio just is able to capture. I even got an email from a guy in Switzerland and Germany and France. So it's just incredible. I'm like, how? Wow. But it is an up-and-coming form. In a couple years, you will be able to hear internet radio directly from your radio in your car. So just like Sirius, you'll be able to hear internet radio. It's amazing what's happening these days. And we're just trying to keep up. So we want to spotlight Alan Bryant. He is an actor in Dallas. He is hot and sexy, and he is a model on the cover of just about every book that's in the Savage series. Right now he's on, is it Savage Dawn? Savage, oh my goodness gracious. Savage, it's a wonderful writer named Cassie Edwards. She's a best-selling author years and years and years, and she has chosen him as her model. He is of Cherokee descent, and if you need anyone to pose for your book and you want the whole Indian garb, Native American, he has that, and he is available for films and commercials, and he's a fantastic actor. You really got to check him out. You can find him on myspace.com/, and this is an Indian word, it's Wahaliwaya. That's W-E-H-A-L-I _WAYA. And you want to check him out. I know Dallas is up and coming with production. They just opened a huge production studio, movie studio there. And so if you guys are listening, check out Alan Bryant, because he is the hot thing. Okay. Woo! I think we got everything in now. We are ready for the girls. Okay, we're going to say welcome, girls. Welcome, girls.
What's going on?
Hi. You better come a little closer because we can't hear you, Alyssa Carter. We want to hear that sexy voice.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yes, we can. Now, the first person we're going to talk to is Alyssa Carter. And again, you can reach her on Facebook.com. You definitely want to check her out. She is like the shit. Oh, snap. I like that. She is a gorgeous little thing. Scorpio, like me. She's Scorpio. So we got the bond, the Scorpio bond thing. We got the stinger thing going on here. She is a saucy little thing. Are you a Scorpio as well?
No, I'm a Cancer. Double Cancer.
Double Cancer. Whoa, and he's a Pisces. Oh, we got the whole...
He's with the sign
we got
in Los Angeles.
Well, see, you weren't born when the signs were the signs. But back in the day, wherever you went, like in the 70s, now it's too little
what's
then,
your
but
sign?
What's your sign? And it's actually coming back. My friend Chelsea Amato was recently on Paradise Hotel 2, and everyone still says to her, what did you say? You went up to that guy and said, what's your sign? And she's only like 23. And she's really much into astrology. It's very important. I just don't want to get on to the astrology
Everyone
thing.
Always talks about it.
It is very important because if you understand astrology, astrology was one of the first sciences, first of all. A lot of people don't know that. They've just recently accepted into the National Psychological Society as a profiling tool for CIA and NCIS?
That's fascinating.
It is because every sign has basic characteristic traits, and you can profile someone just by knowing what their sign is. Mm-hmm. You will know their pattern of behavior. This they repeat it constantly. Like I could just read you guys, like, but then we're going to save that for a Halloween show. But it's a good chemistry. We got good signs going on today.
I like it.
Now, so what was your sign?
I'm Scorpio. Oh, so she and I'm November 12th, and I think she's the 19th.
Yeah.
Two Scorpios, a Pisces, and a Cancer.
And I can't.
But I'm cardinal, folks. I'm cardinal.
You're cardinal. I think I'm fixed. Oh, Alyssa, that's another show. But we're going to talk to Alyssa Carter, and you do not have a website. I want to know, you did have a website on MySpace.
I have to get it up and running.
Okay. You have one? Yeah, this is something I want to talk about. Did you have one and there was a freak show guy that was pursuing you? Is that what you said?
That's what happened. I was on MySpace.
Talk about that because this is very, very important for young people to know coming to California pursuing their dreams and having a MySpace.
Yeah, no, I did have a MySpace, and you have to be careful having a MySpace in general, even whether it's professional or not. But I did start up a professional website for MySpace, like with singing and my modeling pictures, yada yada yada. And I kept on getting messages from this guy, and he was a little weird, I'm not gonna lie. And so it just kind of made me feel uncomfortable, and he like wouldn't stop messaging me. And you know, I mean, the first time he messaged me, you know, I messaged him back, you know, saying, oh, thank you for your compliments, blah blah blah. But then he would not. He was like, why aren't you talking to me? And he'd get angry, and it's just you're gonna have people like that in your life. And so I canceled it because I didn't want him to continue messing with my thing.
So you couldn't block him? There is a feature on there. You can block people's email addresses.
I think I wasn't aware of that feature at the time. And so I just... Okay. It was a while ago.
All right.
So,
well,
I mean,
that happens to you, you can block the email address.
Can I keep you in my hip pocket? You know everything, Priscilla.
Right? She's the Priscilla
Bless
Dictionary.
You. Good God.
Thesaurus, all that jazz.
I am
amazing.
411.
And it just comes out of nowhere.
And you're 411, and then 911.
I definitely have some emergency.
I got a problem.
Because I got so many friends like you. Like, I was just, because I ask questions, I'm inquisitive, I'm curious about everything, and I don't have a problem. I will ask you anything. I don't care if it's tacky or not. I'm going
to
ask you.
Oh, I'm like that too. I like to be like upfront about things and just.
Yeah. And I learn. I mean, how are you going to learn if you don't ask? So
exactly.
I just like ask everything. And that's something I wanted to get out about the MySpace because a couple other people have had the same problem. So just to let you know, you can block them, but it is very important. And I'm going to ask Lynn to chime in on this one. And I'm also known for putting people on the spot. So great. Alyssa Carter. No, not you. Alyssa Carter. Now, she is a young, beautiful actress. She's also a singer. She is pursuing, I guess, a career in both singing and acting. Is that correct?
You know, I'd love to be an actress singer. That'd be great. I'm just trying to get out there right now. I came down here with that idea in mind.
I want to talk one thing before we go into that.
Okay.
She is currently working for a company, and I believe that you told me that one of the reasons that you don't have a website is because you were told that you don't really need one as an actor.
I was told by someone who mentioned to me that, you know, if you have a website, you know, no one really goes to them. And, well, I mean, that might just be one person's opinion, but I was told by this person specifically that it's a waste of your money. And I feel like that's offensive to you because I know you design websites.
No,
but
no, it has nothing to do with me, but it is very important.
I agree.
To have a
I do think it
Lynn,
is important.
How
to have a website,
important is it to have a presence
yourself
on the internet?
You know, as much as you can. You know, and that's one of the reasons
especially
I did MySpace,
so right
is that so many of my friends are significantly younger than I am. They went, you got to go at least on yeah. MySpace and set that up. And
right.
I went, okay. So I had to hire some because yeah. I am computer challenged. I mean,
right.
turning it on is a challenge.
Yes.
And I hired someone. They sat me down at my computer and set up that whole thing.
Right.
They're also Actors Access.
Yeah.
And that's an
right,
alternative.
Like
casting,
like that. LA
right,
casting,
right?
And Actors Access.
That's it. LA
casting,
whatever,
mm-hmm.
whichever. My mind is
now
not
casting.
Like yours,
right.
Priscilla. You are amazing,
right?
But
you definitely have to have a website. And when I heard you say that, I was like, "Oh my God, who is this person giving you wrong advice?" We have a caller. We're going to take this call. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Who would you like to speak with?
I'd like to speak to Alyssa Carter, and I wanted to ask her if she could recommend some acting classes to me, because I recently moved to L.A., and there's so many different acting classes out there. I'm sort of overwhelmed, and I'm wondering which ones she would recommend.
Well, hi, first of all. How are you?
What's
I'm
your
good.
Name?
How are
what's
you?
What's your name, caller?
My name is Alyssa.
That's funny enough.
I like your name.
Oh, thanks. I like yours, too. well, let me tell you. There's a lot of people out there who have classes that are scams, and they steal your money, and it's not worth it. But let me just tell you, I've gone to at least two places where I have felt I have definitely benefited from. And one is the Ruskin School of Acting in Santa Monica. That's the John Ruskin School of Acting. It's great. He is so amazing. He teaches Meisner Method, and he's just, oh, he's a beautiful person, and he's very sociable and just really, I don't even know how to describe him. He's just this, I want to say the word feeling, like he's always feeling something and expresses his emotions really well. And so it's great to work with him. And then also the other genius in this city is Carolyn Berry. If you have her on your resume, you're golden. She is just amazing. She's done over 400 gajillion national commercials. And I would take a class from her. She's great.
What are the websites so that
you can go to you can go to Carolyn Berry.
Spell that, please.
Carolyn is Carolyne Berry, Barry.com, and you can check out her website. She has part of a book on there too that helps you. Also, she's
for commercial acting.
Yeah, commercial acting, but she also has a studio with like regular acting too, mm-hmm. and just the whole shebang: improv, scene study, scene work, and the teachers there are great. I took a class with Amy Van Horn, and she's great. But I mean, she's kind of expensive, but she is worth it. Like if you could have her run on your resume and have her, just as a teacher, it's amazing. Or even just talking to her, she's amazing. So, and she is legit. She will tell you what is it and what's not it. So I like her a lot.
Thank you so much. I'm going to definitely check into those classes.
Awesome.
Thank you very much, caller. Thank you so much for calling in Alyssa, matching Alyssa call.
Uh-huh.
But as we were talking, I just want to finish up with, please don't ever think you do not need a presence on the website. You need something. There are so many things available. MySpace.com. You can get a website. You can go to Facebook, which is what Alyssa did, which
yeah.
is a great idea. That's free. But
can
there's
I just
so
chime in
you
on
can
this?
Chime in. Facebook. There are many, many, many alternatives. So definitely, you want a website presence.
Absolutely.
What do you want to say?
What I
want
to say is a lot of casting directors are saying...
I'm sorry, we got another call. I'm sorry. Yes, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a question. Sounds like you've got a couple singer actresses.
Actors?
And I was wondering,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering about asking them if they have ever sung in a movie.
Oh, that's a good question. Lynn?
I'm not a singer-actor, so the answer is no.
Okay, that would be Alyssa.
But I do kind of hum along and sing sometimes. You know,
Alyssa?
Like, Alyssa, take this.
I have not sung in a movie, but I know people who do. I would recommend talking with some sort of producer who's working on a movie and ask them whether or not they need music for a movie, especially college students who are making movies and want new music in their movies. That would be like a really great place to check out. If you've got a demo or something, send it into a production company working on a movie, or definitely like ask around college students who are like who are working on independent films and stuff. So
That would be great.
My
Thank
recommendation.
You so much.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you very much, caller.
Bye-bye.
Bye. My God, we're not going to get through this today. We got people calling. We got everybody.
Let's go every week.
It's like constantly. But we definitely want to, we lost a call. So caller, if you're listening, you can please call back. We're sorry. We're trying to get the calls going really fast. But if it's busier, we don't pick up, then just try again. But to finish that up, definitely you need a website. Now,
can I just finish the thought?
Yes, go ahead, Lynn. My God, let's Lynn, please tell us what
is so uncharacteristically polite. Casting directors make it very clear in the workshops that I've been in that they need to be able to access part of your reel on the web right now, because so much of casting is being done online that if you don't have a way for them to be able to get that reel and get those pictures, are absolutely at a disservice towards yourself and your career, because it's all happening now that way. So get it up there one way or another.
I had a casting associate tell me that a website, that was the, it was a casting associate who
and I wouldn't be dealing with that person anymore, because that person
it's
is
incorrect
not,
information. It's They've got to access. It doesn't have to necessarily be a website. It can. You've got to have the stuff
just
up.
Just some sort of page where people can reach you
and
check you
get
out.
Part of your reel and see
reel
your pictures and
yeah.
things like that, because they want to know what you look like for different roles. Do you actually look like this role?
Yeah.
You know, so get part of your reel on Actors Access or LA Casting or something like that.
LA Casting is great, by the way. Can I just say, I've been on it for like maybe 3 weeks,
it's
and I've got most of my auditions from that website.
Have they been theatrical or commercial?
It's different. It's everything. Because, I mean, you can, all it is like.
Excuse me, we have another call. Okay. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Krishna Gotapati.
I do not believe that accent for 1 minute.
I'm just putting that out there.
Okay.
Oh, no, who is this?
This is not a real accent.
My daughter just came from Bombay. She was very famous in Bollywood. Maybe you heard of my daughter, Anita Gotapati?
Oh, my gosh.
I think this is Alyssa Carter relative. This sounds like an Alyssa Carter relative.
I think so, too.
She wants to make it in Hollywood as a Starbucks barista, but her acting career keeps getting in the way. Do you have any advice for her?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I just got to tell you that as long as she's persistent and she is going for her dream and doesn't get discouraged, because this town can be very discouraging. I know so many people who don't even make it past the 6 month mark down here. And as long as she's following her dream and
to be a Starbucks barista?
How long should I pay her rent for?
Don't pay her rent. If she doesn't follow your rules, kick her out. Thank you very much, caller. Thank you. Okay, we're going to... I knew that was somebody.
Oh,
I think that
God.
Was your dad, wasn't
was
it? Okay, Dad, we are on to you. We know. We want her to keep her job, but we want her to pursue her dreams also. Now, let's get to the serious questions, because we're running out of time here. Now, Alyssa, what was your inspiration for wanting to become an actress singer?
Well, I've been performing ever since I was 9 at the Children's Musical Theater in San Jose, where I grew up, and I've done over 20 productions there. I really just grew to love performing and acting, singing, dancing, the whole shebang. And I finally just said, you know, there's so many opportunities down in Los Angeles. I would love to move down there and just check out the industry. And that's exactly what I've been doing. And I've been inspired in more ways than one, because like I was starting to say before, first my interest was definitely acting and singing, definitely pursuing that. And I definitely still am. But as I've been down here, I've been interning. And I think that is, by the way, one of the best ways to learn and experience this industry. I worked at a management company. I worked at a casting company. I hope to continue pursuing casting because I love it. It's great. And internships are the best way to learn. You don't learn that stuff in a classroom. Anyone who's pursuing acting, like with their major or film or anything, intern. It is the best way to learn. And I'm interested in so many more things now. So even if acting doesn't work out, there's so many other things in the industry with other possibilities. Just, it's scary.
That is true. Just because you come here to be an actor or singer, you might actually find something else that you really love, like producing or directing or casting. You never know, but you will know when you start doing it and you really start loving it for sure. So who are some of your favorite actors and why?
Oh, God, there's way too many. Well, as far as comical is concerned, I love, love, love Robin Williams.
I am so sorry, Alyssa. We have another call. I am so sorry.
No, it's okay. I like calls.
Yes, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to speak to Alyssa.
Hi. Oh.
Hi.
Hi, what's going on? Hello?
We lost the call.
Oh, well.
Okay. So who are some of your favorite actors and why?
I was going to say Robin Williams, Kate Hudson, Sandra Bullock for comical. I love them. They're fantastic. And Julia Roberts, definitely. Meryl Streep, duh. That was not even a question. And why? Just because they're so versatile. If I'm going like back to Lucille Ball, I love comedy. Comedy's like my middle name. And so I think comedy's harder, the hardest form of acting. And so when you can pull off both dramatic and comical, acting, mm-hmm. you're there. And, I love them and they're fantastic.
Okay. And what path did you take in order to get to where you are now? What path did you take?
Well, I have to be honest. I have family support. It's very helpful to have your family behind you. And I wouldn't be able to do this without my dad or my mom right now. So that has been a key aspect in my life moving down here. But like I said, I've been interning a lot. And that's been a big part of my path as far as learning. And
But you actually got started doing theater, correct?
Theater has been basically my life.
And did you think that you wanted to be a theater actor at first, or did you just say you wanted to do it all?
Right now I've definitely got this mindset where I want to do as much as I possibly can. If it's theater, if it's singing, if it's mm-hmm. just straight acting on TV, if it's commercials, if it's modeling, or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And I contemplated about moving to New York, but I felt like my home was more in LA.
Okay, so you started in theater, and then did you stay in theater, or did you get involved in film or commercials in San Jose, or did you just come here to get involved in that?
I did a lot of theater in San Jose, and I also did a couple of independent films. I also did a little commercial for like student stuff in San Jose, San Francisco students, stuff like that. So I definitely was trying to get involved up in the area, but I felt that there are more opportunities down here.
Right. And you're going to college now, and what are you majoring in?
I'm going to Los Angeles Valley College, and right now I am getting all of my GEs out of the way. Cheapest way to go. People think it's silly because they're not going to a four-year and they're not smart or something like that. I completely disagree, and maybe I'm biased, but you save tons of money and you get your GEs out of the way and you can transfer just the same, get the same education. I do have a plan of transferring to UCLA. I am going to major in either film or acting and minor in either film or acting, so either or.
Okay. So right now you haven't majored, you're just getting your GEs out of the way, which
right.
is great. And when you transfer, what are you going to major in? Film?
Either film theater? Or acting. Okay. One of the two.
Okay. And now you work for, currently intern for a casting director. What have you learned that you could tell our audience about your experience? What do you feel that you've learned?
As an actress, going into auditions, I cannot believe how many unprofessional people there are that come into casting offices. It is ridiculous.
And what do they do that's unprofessional?
They come in, they don't have their sides, they don't have their headshots and resumes. I mean, come on. Like, really? Are you serious? These are professional actors coming in being unprofessional. It was insane. I couldn't believe it. And they come in, they come at the wrong time, they're late, they don't call ahead of time to let them know they're running late. I was floored. So, I mean, and there's other little pet peeves that different casting directors have. One thing that I remember one of the casting directors said to me, don't wear perfume when you go into a casting director. You
Very
don't know
true.
How offensive it could be.
Mm-hmm. Or someone could be allergic.
Because someone could be allergic to the odor. Like I was like, wow. I mean, and I learned a lot as an actress.
Or chew gum.
Well, that, I mean, you'd think these
Some
things are given.
No. Oh, no, they're not.
You'd think these
they
things are given.
They will come in snapping a bubble in a heartbeat.
They're supposed to come in a certain attire, and they've got, like, their flip-flops on. I'm like, come on, guys. I couldn't believe it. Because as an actress, I would expect them to be role models mm-hmm. for someone such as myself who's starting out. And I was just like, wow, I feel like I'm more professional than you, and I haven't even done half the stuff that you have on your resume. So, I mean, that was definitely a learning experience, just understanding that there's a lot of competition out there, but you'd be surprised how many people come in and don't have their, sorry, shit together.
Yeah, and it's just also basic etiquette. You know, if you don't want to go smelling someone else, they don't want to smell you either. So please bathe before you come to the casting, the yes. auditions. There have been some times that I've experienced some smells.
Oh, yeah.
There was some weird stuff going on.
I'd also like to point out, too, that, oh, gosh, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
I don't know,
we were talking about smells. Was it anything smell related?
I was going
to
say.
Please, it'll come back to you.
It'll come back to me.
They please make sure you are groomed to a certain point. And you know, it's always good to dress for the character. If you have the sides, you know what the character is. Why not dress the part? You are going to up your chances by at least 50% if you at least look the part, right? If it's for a homeless person, why not get some homeless gear? Another thing, it's very important that you have a lot of costumes and a wardrobe, shall we say, because if you're a character actor, you could be going out for one of many different parts, and it always, always helps to dress the part. Am I correct, Alyssa?
Absolutely.
Am I correct, Lynn?
Some people don't care. I mean, some casting directors...
Yeah, they don't, but it's always better. It really is.
Yeah,
if you're going out for a character part.
Yeah, definitely come in. And also always, always, always be prepared to do improv.
Yeah.
You never know when they're going to ask you.
Oh, and another thing is please make sure you always have in your back pocket, you have a monologue. Either you should have a comedy and a drama, but if you can just do one, okay. But they do prefer that you have something because you never know, as Alyssa said, when they're going to ask you. We have another call. We're going to take the call up until 5:30, and then we will not be taking calls anymore. Okay, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to know if an agent is required when you come down to LA, or how do you get an agent?
Prayer.
Well, it is. I'm going to let Lynn give her perspective, and then yeah. I'm going to Alyssa. But I'm going to go first. Having an agent is like the ultimate dream. It's like getting the Oscar. You know, you really do need an agent. However, you don't need one to come here because I personally, and again, Lynn can speak for herself, and so can Alyssa. I personally think that it is always good to start from the bottom up. I think that it's very good to do non-union work. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of non-union work. It's more non-union work than you're going to get doing SAG initially when you're starting out. Definitely non-union work. You can come here. You're going to learn when you go on the set your terminology. You're going to learn how things are set up. You got to be very observant. Listen to the directors, the assistant directors, to find out who the key people is. Look at what's going on and learn, because sitcom is different from film, is different from soap opera, is different from theater. So it's very important to know how things are run. So I say, come here, do non-union work, sign up for a lot of background casting companies, and then you can start search. Well, you know, if you come out here and you're doing non-union, you got to attend classes. You don't come out and you say, "Woo, I'm going to go get an agent," because an agent is the one who's going to choose you. You're not going to choose them. They're going to say, "Yes, I'll take you on." No, I'm not.
They're going to want to know where you're training.
Exactly. And training. Wow. So you definitely need to focus on classes, taking classes, getting your headshot, and building your resume. Alyssa?
So it's not as important to get the agent right away.
No.
To build everything first.
Right. You want to get experience. Lynn?
It is entirely possible, you know, to find your own auditions and to build your own connections. The agent, of course, has access to something called the breakdowns, which are the notices of the roles that are going to be auditioned, and therefore the agent and or manager can see what roles those are and will submit actors, and that's the key about having agents or managers. However, a lot of people, by doing casting director workshops and word of mouth, or this person's doing a film, they get the connection. You are able to submit yourself and to be able to get experience.
Yeah, it helps knowing people, I got to tell you. If you have a friend who has an agent and they can get you in there, that's an easy way to do it, too. Also, I find the nice thing about not having an agent is when you do book a job, you don't have to give them 10 or 20% whatever you get.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to non-union. So I would definitely say...
A legit agent never asks for more than 10%.
Yes, absolutely.
If they're asking more than 10, then they're not legit. A manager will be around 15.
Mm. So has that answered your question?
It does. Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. Thank you, sweetheart, for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we are running out of time. You believe it? The callers keep calling, and we're running out of time. We're going to get everything in. So, Alyssa, let's finish up with you. What are your plans for the future? What are you plan on pursuing? What are you going to do? What's going on, girlfriend? Well, how are you going to be a star? Tell us how you're going to do it.
I'm asking myself the same question every day. Let me just tell you. No, right now I'm still interning, and I'm going to school, and I kind of just got the plan to really take the pressure off and just enjoy my life down here, do what I love, keep going on auditioning, keep learning, keep experiencing, and I just kind of go with the flow right now.
That is an excellent, excellent thing. We're taking one more call, and then we're going to wrap up the calls. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Take a different call.
Oh, Maria. We're playing Hide the Sausage. I can't find my Maria.
Well, you know what? Well, you know what? I'm going to hang up, and you're going to have plenty of time to look for her. Thank you.
Stick around, and we'll talk about it later.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
All right.
That is coming from the 408 area code, and I have a feeling that's Alyssa's father again. I'm gonna hire him to do calls every Sunday because he does very good impressions.
He should be a voiceover actor.
I know. I'm gonna hire him for all my advertisers' voiceovers. You know what, Alyssa? You keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
Beautiful, talented, very good comedian actress. Recommend you check her out. Facebook.com again, Alyssa Carter. Before we go, we're gonna let you hear a sample of her singing. You can see, I don't know what you have on Facebook. You have your pictures, but
there's
nothing about her resume.
I'm still kind of getting it started.
Getting it started, so check back maybe in about a month.
Sure.
And she should have something, but I recommend trying MySpace again. I think the freak's been arrested by now. I'm sure he's long moved on to somebody else by now. And, you know, you can change your name, do something else different. So let's listen to a little clip. This is called Take Me or Leave Me from the musical Rent. And
everyone should know this song.
Everybody should know this. This is Alyssa Carter, Take Me or Leave Me.
I dedicate this to you, Christina Fortune.
Every single day I walk down the street, I hear people say, baby, so sweet. Ever since puberty, everybody stares at me. Boys, girls, I can't help it, baby. So be kind and don't lose your mind.
Wow, that was fantastic.
Oh.
Alyssa.
Thank you.
Did you hear that hot, sexy voice there?
Stop.
She is. She's got that husky, Demi Moore, voice. You know what? Thank you very much for...
Thank you,
is that available for sale? What if somebody wants to buy that?
That's my demo. If you guys want to buy it, just call me up or hit me up on Facebook.
Don't say call me up.
Oh,
your little fan will be calling you.
Oh, no.
Go to Facebook.
Just go on Facebook. Add me. If you guys are interested, definitely let me know.
Yeah, and I'll send
you
it can to you send, or a, send yeah. a clip
definitely.
Or something.
Definitely. I'd love to do that.
Hopefully we'll get a CD out of you.
Oh,
you sound
to.
Sensational.
Yeah, she
wow.
does.
You're so sweet.
Really
one.
Good. You really should do a whole CD.
I'm working
I really
on
think
it.
So. We are going to talk to the wonderful... There was a call coming in, and I'm so sorry, caller, but we got to get to Lynn Mahler because we're running
the
out of time.
Call.
We're only here until 4:50
answer
or 5:50.
It's
gone
enough.
Now. It's gone. So Lynn Mahler, let's go to her website now. She is on MySpace, myspace.com/ Lynn, LYNMAHLER. And she's got a really cute little MySpace page. Oh, my
Thank
God.
You.
You know, I was so resistant to MySpace for so many years because they've got some crazy whacked out weird stuff going on in MySpace. Mm-hmm. And I hated those websites. They're all colors, and but yours looks very good. Very good.
Oh, my friend did a great job.
Yeah, I love
Bless
the
her.
Color.
Bless
very,
Lynn is sexy.
Very, very nice. And I'm so sorry, Lynn, for earlier when we couldn't get to you and we were like,
oh, please.
You know,
the other thing
we
that
did
I wanted
not
to
mean
say
to be uncharacteristically impolite. right.
No. Not at all. I'm trying to be good. The one thing about the costume thing, and this does come up, and I'm just going to finish the thought, is mm-hmm. is if you're going in for a cop, do not, or military, do not bring in a real gun. Casting directors talk about that all the time. These people who show up with real guns.
Are you serious?
I am serious. And if you do come in with, you know, a water pistol or something like that as a prop, you know, announce the fact this is a water pistol. You know,
right?
I mean, aside from the fact that people, you know, sometimes get actually killed for these toys that they brandish.
They don't get the job by gunpoint.
No, they don't. It seems obvious, but when actors, you know, you want so much, you want that job so much, and so you go to all kinds of trouble to try and be the part, you know, bring in what you need. 9 out of 10 times, you know, you don't have to do all of that. What they're interested in is you. Mm-hmm. Bring you, the authentic you, every single time. The rest they can take care of.
Yeah.
That's why they've
got they
prop
want
departments.
You. Yeah,
you know?
That's right. Absolutely. Now, let's follow the same lines as we do with Alyssa Carter. What was your inspiration for becoming an actress? Why? When did you know you wanted to pursue a career in entertainment?
She's rolling her eyes right now.
She rolls her eyes a lot. I've counted 37 times.
Really? Is that all? I mean, I'm on my blog or whatever you call it on MySpace, I say, you know, I started when I was 5 years old reciting Mary Had a Little Lamb with gestures.
I love
I am so sorry, Lynn. There's a call for you coming in. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to speak with Alyssa, please.
Oh, it's Alyssa.
Go for it.
Oh, not Alyssa. Okay.
What's up?
One more question for Alyssa.
What's up?
Alyssa, hold on one second. Okay, we have a question for Alyssa.
Yes.
What's your name, caller?
My name is Jordan.
Okay, Jordan.
Hi, Jordan.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's Jordan Eric, actually.
Hi,
okay,
Jordan and Eric.
Go ahead, Eric. Yeah, Alyssa?
What's up?
Yes, have you slept with anyone to get where you are?
No, I have not.
Are you sure about that? No one at all?
No one at all.
You haven't flashed some, you know, to get a spot?
No, and that is not the professional way to go about it.
You guys are so tacky and immature. We're going to end this call. Click off. Well, that is so tacky. Are those your friends, Alyssa?
A little bit.
Oh, that is not. That's terrible. That is not. That's so embarrassing. You know, you first of all, you guys shouldn't do that to someone on the air. I mean, this is supposed to be your friend, and even though you guys are joking, it's very immature and unprofessional to do that. Her mother and father are listening to this, so I'm sure they did not just appreciate that. So I hope her mom and dad do not know you, Jordan and Eric. I'm going to be calling them personally. But, yeah, please don't call in anyone and do that, please. Disconnect that, please. Please disconnect that call. We don't want to take calls like that. Lynn, okay, so getting back to you.
I'm sorry, Lynn.
We interrupted Lynn for this. Okay, Lynn.
Good, Lynn, good.
But, you know, I mean, this Keep brings up an interesting point, is that a lot of people think, you know, and I am not, you know, a young actress anymore. I am an actress of a certain age. And, however, I'm in classes with some of the most drop-dead gorgeous young people you ever want to see in your entire life.
True.
And one of the things that makes me sad is to think that sometimes young people think that that's what they have to do in order to make it. And I got to tell you, it's not true. You bring your talent. You bring your
Absolutely.
Natural gifts. When you walk into that audition, you know, and Priscilla mentioned it, you're dressing appropriately for the audition. Do not, you know, make it a booty call.
No.
You do not have to do that.
No.
Honest and true. And it just distracts. You know, I do take a lot of casting director workshops, and they talk about what actors do, you know, to try and get noticed or try and get the role. Showing up in a sheer dress, all the producers will remember is just the sheer dress and not your audition, and you're not going to get that role.
No, yeah, if you're good, they will cast you. You know, if you've got the talent, it doesn't matter.
So leave the sheer dresses at home, okay?
Exactly.
And that includes the padded jocks.
Yeah. And it could be. Yeah. And you could end up going, and they're all women, and they don't appreciate you coming there dressing like that because they worked very hard to get to where they are as producers, and some of them will take offense to you coming in being dressed like a hoochie mama. So you definitely don't want to do that. Now, Lynn, yes. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about when did you know you wanted to be an actor?
I've wanted to be an actress my entire life. My life wasn't a direct route to coming to LA, but sometimes you have to travel a long way in order to come back to where you belong, and now I'm here where I belong. I started out in theater, and that was all of my training was theatrical, all of my education was theatrical, everything that I did was theatrical, and then I started to get very, very curious about this other stuff going on, TV and film, and so I was going back and forth from San Francisco to LA to do workshops to study, and then I'd scoot on back to San Francisco. And I did have an agent in San Francisco. I have been very fortunate in that I've been represented almost since the time I've gone professional. Very fortunate, very blessed that way. And I started in voiceovers. And I did voiceovers because I really did not want to have to deal with, you know, makeup, hair, weight, anything. I just, you know, so I started out in voiceovers. And the next thing I knew, not the next thing, it was 40 auditions, excuse me, before I landed, you know, the role on Nash Bridges. And I did that role on Nash Bridges. And nothing sent me to the acting studio faster than being cast. It was like turning on a cold machine. And so I called up one of my former students and I went, who do you study with in San Francisco? And he told me, and I ran to class and I haven't been out of class since.
Nice. And that's a good point, Lynn, makes you always want to continue classes.
Oh,
always.
I got to tell you, absolutely. And that's the thing that, you know, so many people don't understand. You know, they'll take the casting workshops and think that that's a class. And that's a mistake. That's a performance. You've got to be studying. And even the casting directors just be saying, if you're not in there studying, you know, you're not really doing it. You've got to be studying. And I would say, you know, the title of the thing that I wanted to talk about coming here was that nobody ever told me how much money it takes. It is a frickin' fortune. And there's no sidestepping it. You can say, oh, well, okay, I can't afford the class. What do you mean you can't afford the class? You have to take the class. You have to go to the casting director workshops. How else are they going to know you're there? With the internet casting, these guys, casting directors, just hit a button. They have access to 17,000 pictures on the internet that agents and managers are sending for one role. You know, so what are you talking about? If by any chance you get in there, into that audition, you know, read Oda Hagen's book, you know, about acting, respect for acting. She says you're doing your job if you are auditioning. So if you go out on an audition and you don't treat it with respect, you don't know your lines, you know, you haven't dressed appropriately, you show up late, are you nuts? There are 1,000 actors just like you behind just panting to take your place. So the money it costs for the demo reels, for the websites, for the acting classes, for the headshots, for the casting director workshops, it is a lot of money. So you have to figure out how are you going to run your life.
Budget.
And make a life for yourself so that you can bring in the money that you need to support your dream. You need to support your dream, not just with hope, wish, faith, and
smart.
Positive thinking. You've got to find a way to earn the money to support what it actually takes. Otherwise, 10, 15 years down the line, where I come from, you're still waiting tables at Howard Johnson's.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
And saying you're an actor.
That's right. Now, unfortunately, we are about to run out of time, Lynn. So what do you want to leave the audience with? Anything that you want to leave, whether you want to say something about yourself, more advice, or tell us about anything that's upcoming? I know you were just recently on a soap opera, anything exciting?
Yes, but, you know, what I want to say is my life is a little bit backwards in the sense that, you know, a lot of people do come here and discover more about themselves and their talents. You know, I did that before I came here, so I'm very singularly minded. It is acting for me. That's it. But come with the support, not just financial, but spiritual, emotional, physically.
You
have
tough.
To
you
be
have
able
it.
To be strong. You have to be strong of mind and spirit and emotion. It, you know, rejection, three rejections a day. You had three auditions. What are you talking about?
You
that's
can't
not
take
rejection.
It personally.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's the way it is. My sister says, Linny, how do you stand it? So many people saying no to you. And I go, you know, but that means I was there. They saw me. Maybe they'll remember me. It took
You're
three
just not
auditions.
Right for that role right then and yeah. there. I mean, it's just, it's a matter of timing and sometimes luck. I mean, if you're going in for a role and you just happen to have the look, that doesn't mean
But
that...
you also have to be prepared. And the casting
yeah.
directors will tell you that as well. Everybody gets an opportunity. You do. But if you're not ready, if you're not prepared, if you're not trained, it's not going to happen.
Right.
But it does. You're right, Alyssa. It took me three auditions to land on Under 5 on Young and Restless. Three auditions.
Yeah.
You know, but there it finally happened, you
yeah.
know. So hang in there. But that's the kind of support you need. And it's got to come from a rich source within you. And that always needs to be attended to. You have to remain conscious about those things that are going to work against you and be very protective of yourself and your higher dream and where you're going. And treat yourself with a great deal of love and respect.
And those are the inspirational words of Lynn
that was great advice,
Mahler.
Lynn.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Lynn.
You.
Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you, Lynn, for both being on the show. We're out of time. Again, if you want to check them out, it's myspace.com/ Lynn, L-Y-N, Mahler, M-A-H-L-E-R. Or go to facebook.com, and that's Alyssa Carter. And we're going to wrap up the show. Next week, we're going to have an award-winning novelist. Her name is Sophie Mokhtari. She has a new book coming out called China Girl, A Daughter's Journey. China Girl is the first novel in the Lemonade series by Sophie Mokhtari, and it has international multicultural settings. And the series of this novel focuses on creating a sweet life out of sour circumstances, you know, in the worlds of races, ethnicities, and religious backgrounds. And this is going to be a very serious show. We're going to be talking about the conversation is going to consist of rape, incest, alcoholism, and abuse, which is what this woman has written about in this book. So she wants to bring those subjects to light. So if there are children in the room, you definitely don't want to have them listening to the show next week. Okay. So again, you want to check
Thank
out that
so
website, China Girl Book, ChinaGirlBook.com, and read a little bit about our guest next week. And thank you, Lynn.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alyssa.
I'm honored.
Thank you.
Kisses, kisses. Okay, thank you for listening, and have a great
Blessings
week.
Blessings all.
Blessings.
The Horror Channel is your home for the best in horror entertainment, news, culture, lifestyle, and best of all, price. We are available on Verizon Fios Cable Television. Go to Channel 900 free on demand and select Pop Culture. Scroll down and you'll find The Horror Channel. So be sure to visit horrorchannel.com for all of our latest programming.